true to the vision of its founder, the incredible Tina Williams. Today on Perspectives, we're going to be talking about Young Actors Theater with a number of folks who are very intimately involved in the same. And before we begin, a reminder, you're always welcome to be part of the proceedings on Perspectives via phone and email. 414-1234 is the local number. If it's long distance from you to us, 800-926-8809. Perspectives@WFSU.org is the email address. And the Twitter handle is @WFSUPerspective. Man, this week, what a crazy week if you have been following the Young Actors Ensemble for any length of time. Yaddy, which is the name for alums there. Tony Hale took home yet another Emmy Award and gave yet another Tallahassee shout-out during his acceptance speech. Other notable Young Actors alums include New York producer Emily Hammond, Cheryl Hines of Curb Your Enthusiasm fame, Allison Miller, a member of 17 again, Boston Legal and CSI New York and all that, Christine Long from Titanic. Remember her? Erica McLeod from Les Mis, and Young Actors Theater alum David Reiser joins us. He's bringing his musical, Joni, to the Young Actors stage as part of the pre-Broadway development process. So what this is just sort of the experimental run-up of it, David, or what's the deal?
We're a step or two past the experimental phase, but this is experimental for Young Actors because it's the first time we've ever done a reading like this at Young Actors. Correct me if I'm wrong, Val and Robert. But what we're doing is essentially taking the New York process that we do with every musical you've ever seen. One of the first steps is called the 29-hour reading. It's a very standard process in a Broadway musical's development. It's a Actors' Equity, the union for actors, called Actors' Equity. There's a contract called the 29-hour reading. You get 29 hours over the course of 5 days with actors, and you teach them the whole score, the whole script, and then you present it in a rehearsal room or a small space where everyone's reading from the script and just sitting at chairs and with the music stands in front of them, and you present to friends, colleagues, producers, and you're just basically trying to get across the message of the piece, just the basics of what the story is, so then you can get feedback and go on to the next steps, which would generally be another reading or a workshop. And so this is the first time that we're doing it with young actor students here in Tallahassee.
I was going to say, this is not a usual process for you don't want to call it a children's community theater group. Young Actors is way beyond that kind of a moniker. But this doesn't happen with ensembles like this usually, does it?
Certainly, yeah, you're right. We do generally shows which are, hit shows. You know, Robert, Val, Tina, and I, we've all done shows together that everyone knows. You know, Fiddler on the Roof, How to Succeed in Business, Wizard of Oz. This is the first time that we're really working on a new show that hasn't been past the development stage yet, hasn't had an out-of-town performance, hasn't been on Broadway yet. So it's a really great chance for the kids, and it's a great chance for me as well to try out this new material on youngsters who are as passionate about musical theater as all the Young Actors students are.
Well, the other thing that we have, and we say hi, of course, to Young Actors Managing Director Valerie Smith, and it's good to see you, Val. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
But to have this kind of alumni – former Young Actors folks coming in and saying, oh, we're going to make you folks part of a creative process that normally you only see in a major metropolitan area with professional grown-up actors and actresses. This is big time stuff.
It is amazing. It's an amazing opportunity for the theater, for our kids, for us as teachers and directors to see this side of the process and to be able to work with an alumni who is so incredibly dear to us. I had a moment the first day we had rehearsal with David where I was just overwhelmed with the reality of the situation that we're sitting in the music room of Young Actors, where David was a student 20 some years ago, and our current students, one of which happens to be my son, they're singing his material and his original work, and it was such a full circle moment, and that doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah, It's a really unique opportunity. Robert and Valerie and Tina were my teachers when I was in high school, and it's nice to now come back and, as Val said, be able to teach her kids. And all the alumni of Young Actors are so well connected to each other, both in the business and back here at home in Tallahassee. It's really impressive. So this is a great opportunity to celebrate that.
Well, the third part of this triad here with us on Perspectives today is, of course, Artistic Director of Young Actors Theater, Robert Stewart. Robert, always good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Tom.
But this is still – let's go back to the very, very beginning, because you have high schools that put on plays, and we've all seen things like The Fantastics and Carousel and the regular chestnuts that young actors do in other contexts. But when Tina Williams came and put this whole concept together 40 years ago, which just seems to be almost unfathomable here, she had a different vision.
Oh, definitely. I think what her vision was, let us come together as a community and expose and enlighten our community to the wonders of theater, and do that through youth. And to show that theater, whether you go into it and end up on stage, on screen, wherever you go, the training that you get from a theater experience can help you in all walks of life. We have students who go on and work at NASA, like Ansley Collins. We have students who go on and become teachers, who become leaders in politics. And the training that they get in a theater setting makes them lifelong learners who can then go on and give their experiences to youth that they touch and become better part of our society, better citizens.
Yeah, because it's very similar, I'm thinking, to almost an athletic pursuit when you're talking about teamwork and developing that sense of how you can get disparate people with various skill sets and different mental states and
Absolutely.
Psychological approaches
Absolutely.
To the world, working together on multiple facets of one production and have the thing just soar and take off to the moon.
Absolutely. I was just talking to some students yesterday about, you know, our show in the fall has like 78 people. To me, it's like a mini Congress. If you can get all these people to work together and create something exciting, like a show or a bill, then we've done our job, right? And they have to learn to work with one another. To me, it is the greatest experience, because when you graduate from high school, go into college and go out into the real world, you are so well prepared, having worked with a team. And in a team in the theater setting is great training.
Okay, you mean you don't have the option then of you're almost to the end of the production and you have half the cast suddenly throw up their hands and say, okay, we're done.
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
The people are coming.
Our teams, when we do a show, we have students ranging from fourth grade all the way through seniors in high school, and many times we have guest artists in productions. So they also learn a multi-age experience, which is great.
Yeah, and they become mentors to the younger ones.
Okay. Well, David Reiser, when you were part of the Young Actors family, which it truly is, did you from that moment on say, I know what I'm going to do with my life?
About when I was 16, a sophomore in high school, is when I started to realize that I wanted to give this a go as a career. And I think that, as Robert mentioned, when you're working in a community like this, you're learning skills that go beyond just theater. And excuse me. When I was 16, we did Singing in the Rain at Lincoln High School. And shortly thereafter, we were doing shows at Young Actors like The Fantastics, as you mentioned, that did allow me to realize I wanted to try being an actor. But even as I went out into the real world, and I shouldn't say the real world, as I went to college and then moved to New York, and I auditioned to become an actor and I studied it at undergrad, really I started to realize that the skills I was getting from Young Actors went beyond just acting. And really, even my time acting ever since I left college has been more than just specifically taking songs and singing them or taking scenes and acting them out. But you're really having to generate a lot of your own work. You're having to figure out how to make yourself a part of the bigger community at large in theater, in television, in music. And this is really what Young Actors trained me for that I didn't necessarily realize was happening at the time, as I said, when I was a sophomore necessarily and said, oh, I want to go to college for acting. But I was getting skills beyond just knowing how to read a script. And that was really about being creative. And we all have to do that in our jobs, whether you're a lawyer, you know, a doctor, an actor, a teacher. You're really having to figure out how to communicate with other people and how to find solutions to problems. And that's the type of thing that, as Robert mentioned, I think Young Actors really gives you a chance to do, is to think for yourself, to think with a group, to work with other people and, you know, be creative about how to make your place in the world.
What's really surprising to me, and I think when Tony Hale gave his second Emmy shout out to Young Actors Theater earlier this week, the reaction of many people would be, Tallahassee, Florida? What? Because we think of the major creative performing arts centers, New York and Los Angeles and other major metropolitan areas. And what is there about this seemingly small, out-of-the-way town that attracts this kind of creative synergy that you can bring in young people and give them training that then translates to Broadway without a hitch?
I think that the college community, the universities here, you know, you have FAMU, TCC, Florida State. I think that education is really – is a high priority in this city, it seems to me. Don't you guys
Very
think so?
Yeah, and I think community involvement. You know, not many places are around for 40 years. Like here's a business. I always think of Tallahassee. You know, we have these great oak trees and everything and we have these deep roots, and it's true. People come. They stay. They raise their family. The business doesn't leave. It has a community that supports – what it's doing. And I think that's what's unique about our community. We have a lot of people in a lot of different fields coming out of here. We have a large magnet, right?
right here.
We have a lot of established groups that are varied.
And the fact that you had that community support from the get-go, because the Tallahassee of 1975 was much different from the Tallahassee of 2015.
Absolutely.
We were a teeny tiny town back then.
Right, right.
But we the roots are there, and we grow bigger, but these institutions like Young Actors stay there. And I think what Tony said on Sunday night, he said, I want to thank my Yat family.
Mm-hmm.
And that word stuck out because when you create a group – you become a family.
We're talking to the family of Young Actors Theater here today. Valerie Smith and Robert Stewart and alum David Reiser, who's in town for a reading of his performance, Joni, before it hits the big time. We invite your calls at 414-1234. You have a Young Actors tale? Share it with us. We'll be right back. Back on Perspectives, and a big shout-out really not just to our good friends at Young Actors Theater, which we are focusing on here today, but when you look at what has gone on at the Leon High stage and at Lincoln, or private schools like McClay or North Florida Christian or any of the other educational facilities in our area that promote the performing arts and do such a phenomenal job with it. Ms. Mock, who does so many good things, you know, with the gang at Leon and all that. We seem to have a preponderance of performing art talent, whether it's derived from our university context or from other places. David Roger, you'd be in a position to kind of assess that too, having been in New York at the pinnacle of this entire profession here for a while. Mm-hmm. Are we deluding ourselves and thinking, boy, we got something special here? Or do we, when it comes to looking at the nation as a whole and where the talent comes from?
Certainly. I think we have something special. Whether or not it's unique, I wouldn't know. I was obviously born and raised and lived my whole life here up until I was 18. So I do see that, for instance, in New York and Los Angeles, where I've lived, that there are a preponderance of Tallahassee folk who are there working in not just the theater industry or the film industry, but a wide range of creative fields where you've got folks who are going out and trying to make a career for themselves, which they feel good about, which they can come home and not just be angry with their lives. They can really feel like they're working towards something bigger. And I do think that's special. Whether or not it's unique throughout America, I don't know. But Tallahassee certainly has fostered something here with, as we said, you know, the colleges and the high schools and just the education system here that is producing, I think, great talent and great families, people who are connected beyond just this city. When they go out into other places in the world, they stay connected and they stay driven to succeed.
Okay. Well, Valerie Smith, where did the Young Actors come from? Where do parents just bring them in and say, hey, you know, turn my kid into a singer, a dancer, a gaffer, a set designer? What? How does it work?
You have a variety of reasons people come to Young Actors. A few people, I would say a few, think, oh, theater education for my child would be great. You know, a lot of people naturally think of T-ball or dance lessons, and they're not necessarily thinking theater classes would be wonderful. And that is why we do a lot of marketing on the other benefits of our program that would draw people to our theater. So some people come in, you know, your typical stage mom or dad, and some people have heard about Young Actors. They've heard of successful students. We have a lot of students who are Tropicana speech winners and history fair winners. And through different school projects, they hear this Young Actors Theater. And so they seek out, what is it about this place that can be beneficial for my child?
You know, I even think about something as basic as job interviews. You know, everyone, when you go out into the world, you're going to have to talk to somebody about what makes you qualified to do this job. And Young Actors, those types of skills, I think, often, you know, slide under the radar because you aren't thinking about what it's going to take when you get out there in the real world in terms of the practicalities of obtaining any job, no matter what field you're interested in. And I think just being able to present yourself and understand what it is that you have to share, Young Actors, I think, really brings that out in people. And as Val mentioned, you know, I think people come here and they gain that skill whether or not they know it at first.
Right. We talk about those transferable skills and the things that you learn at Young Actors and through a theater program that will and do set you apart in whatever career path, life path you happen to choose.
Yeah.
And don't you think many times when you're in high school, even into college, you have so many people helping you to get to the next step. And then that one day where you have to graduate, you're on your own. So if you learn how to feel comfortable in front of other people, how to express yourself, how to fight for yourself, to gain that self-concept, then the world's your oyster and you'll feel confident.
I think you just hit on something really critical there, Robert, in the self-concept that we have innately is so inward-looking. Whereas when you are in a situation on stage – whether it's performing in a play or as a musician or a dancer or whatever, you have to be incredibly aware of how you are perceived by others. And that is really tough, I think, for most of us to get outside of our own bubble.
That's interesting.
And you have to be aware that others are different than you are, so that when you are presenting, you have to take everything in around you quickly and how you're going to react to a question that, oh, I wasn't expecting that question. You know, how you can take something and absorb it for your benefit and for the audience's benefit, or if it's the person you're interviewing for, you're with, you know, that, okay, this could be a potential boss. We need to work as a team and we have a short amount of time in this interview to do it. But if you're aware of self and aware of them, it's much easier. And those are skills that we teach.
And really, theater is such a collaborative art, one of the most, I think, amongst the arts. And because you don't just have the actors. Inevitably, the actors get all the credit or all the fame. But you have the people who are working as stagehands, the people who are working on sound, lights, the director, the music director. Everyone is involved. And you really have to work as a team. You've got the costume designers, the wardrobe people. It really is a collaborative art. And I think that really transfers to fields beyond just theater. And you're right, being able to present yourself is a big part of that, but then also being able to work with others is a big part of that as well.
Which has almost become a lost art. Again, right? I mean, we make fun of it and everything, but you're going back to the political process, which is to, you know, recognize what other people's interests are, how they intersect with yours, how you can put certain things aside to work together for a larger good, in this case, the stage production. And I'm sure one of the things you teach, Valerie, is any one of us can screw this up.
Yes. And many times we do. And then how do we get ourselves out of that as a team? And one other thing that I think theater provides is an opportunity to learn and develop empathy. And yesterday, David in Joni rehearsal was working with the two leads, the students who are playing Joni and Orca. And these characters are very different from the students who are playing them. They come from completely different places, family history, walks of life. And to accurately portray them, these students have to go beyond themselves and learn about other people and then take on those personas. And you can't come away from that not somewhat enlightened and changed.
Hmm. Because you find out so much about yourself when you're playing somebody else.
Absolutely. Hmm.
Even if it's something that you don't like to admit. You know, sometimes, oh, I like that character. That character's just like me. Mm-hmm. So I can play that part really well. But the real challenge is there might be something in that character that's a little bit unsavory and not so nice. How can I identify with that and admit to myself that, you know what, I can be like that. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily a good thing, but you have to embrace it. And in doing that, you can see how other people are different than you are, and then you can empathize.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but most actors I've talked to say, I really love to play villainous roles. It's so liberating because I can tap into these parts of myself that I don't ever dare let the rest of the world know really exist, but I can vent them through this role.
Right. It's admitting that it exists.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not going to come easy in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we have to admit in our own personal lives, whether you're acting or not, that, oh, I can be like that. And once you embrace that, then it's so much easier to work with other people.
And it teaches you empathy. As you said, I had the great fortune of playing Chino in West Side Story at La Scala in Italy, which was an amazing experience, of course. But part to what you were speaking about, Tom, is that I really had to get myself into this character's anger. And you run on stage, and God forbid this would ever happen in real life, of course, but you shoot the lead character, Tony. Chino comes out with a gun and shoots Tony. And to get yourself to that place, as someone who grew up in Tallahassee, Florida, with a great family and friends, you're nowhere close to that. So to find that type of level, when you're done with the show, you really walk away actually feeling that anger and that fear and that pain for a long time every night after the show. And my wife is an actor as well, and she's often having to play some of these roles where you go into some deep problems within someone else's life. And it affects you in a way that allows you to tap into other people's realities and I think feel empathetic without necessarily going through those experiences mm-hmm. in real life. You might understand where someone else, you know, has this type of problem in life, where someone else is dealing with something that, yeah, you've never gone through it before, but you can understand what they might be feeling. And then I think it gives you a little bit of empathy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can walk into a room then and you can feel that room quickly.
Yeah.
When you, as an actor, I think that you can walk in, you can quickly figure out what's going on because you're tapping into others.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's conscious all the time, but it's something that becomes ingrained in you, I think, when you spend this much time at Young Actors or any place where you're dealing with theater this yeah. much. Yeah.
We're talking about Young Actors Theater celebrating 40 years of providing incredible performing arts experiences and training to young folks here in the greater Tallahassee area. And you are invited to give us a ring at 414-1234. Long distance is 800-926-8809.
Excuse me.
Perspectives at WFSU.org is the email. And you can tweet us at WFSU Perspective. And a reminder, you can always find Perspectives online at WFSU.org. Just go to WFSU.org, click on radio, pull down the programs menu, click Perspectives, and we archive past shows, try to have the latest program up within a few hours of when it actually airs. David Reiser, talk about Joni, because I was fascinated when I got kind of your thumbnail there on mm-hmm. the Young Actors Facebook page.
Yes.
What is this thing about?
It's an indie rock musical that I started writing about 3 years ago. It's about a father-daughter relationship. It's a coming-of-age story. You've got Joni who lives – she's an 18-year-old freshman in college. I very much picture the story here in Tallahassee actually. I said it in Missouri, but it's in a liberal college town in, you know, in the middle of America. And Joni is an 18-year-old freshman living at home with her overprotective widowed father. And it's the first weekend. It's the first football weekend. Joni is the orientation weekend. And Joni is basically trying to become herself. The mother, Joni's mother passed away 11 years ago in this story. And Joni and father have been trying to be a team and also be individuals for that time. And now Joni has reached this time where she's got to become herself. And father has to learn to let go. And essentially, Joni has some something happens at home where she has to run away. They have a big fight. And Joni has to learn the value of home because she faces some challenges out over the weekend that she never had to face at home. And Dad has to learn to let go of his daughter before he loses really the only person that he has left to love. And it's a coming-of-age story. And hopefully it's something which all of us are somewhat familiar with. It's a story about America and growing up and parents and children.
And certainly fathers of daughters will be able to relate instantly to this kind of thing.
And of sons as well. I often was getting in a little more trouble than I should have maybe myself at home. And it certainly changed my relationship, but it didn't irreparably change it. And I think that in this story, what I was certainly trying to do is talk about that sometimes we go through these growing pains which can make us better on the other side. So that's what Joni's trying to explore.
Okay. Valerie Smith, David was talking, though, about dads having to learn to let go and Young Actors Theater being, if not edgy and out there, certainly takes chances sometimes with the productions, and they may not be the saccharine kind of Disney-esque kinds of plays that many parents might prefer that their offspring be involved with. Do you get any kind of pushback from that occasionally that, oh my God, you got my daughter or my son involved in something, and I don't know if I can go along with the premise of that story?
Fortunately, no, we don't. And, one thing that we always talk about is that Young Actors provides family entertainment. And what we have to remember is that a family is not always a mom and a dad and two kids under the age of five. So it is important for us to connect with all families. And through that, you connect with the children and the parents and connect with the relationships they have. And this material absolutely does that, as did last season we presented 13, the musical, which seemed to some people maybe a little edgy for us, but it's completely relevant to a part of the population that we serve. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from just going through this material, everyone is very impressed with David's work. Whether it's the students who are performing it, it's relevant to them, it's fun to them, it's exciting to them, all the way through the staff. It speaks to us. And I think a lot of that is because David's material is rooted in truth, and truth connects people and speaks to people.
We have, I think, a Yachty alum right here. Sally on line one joins us here on Perspectives. Hi, Sally. Thanks for calling.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally.
Hi, Sally.
From a Yacht family. And David Reeser, I want to say hello. My daughter Jessica was in Oliver with you many years ago.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But anyway, I think Tina Williams is a Tallahassee treasure. And I'm so happy that I've still stayed connected with Yacht. And as an educator, I just wanted to make the comment that the skills at Yacht are definitely transferable. And my daughter Jessica, who's now a very successful sales career in New York, mm-hmm. was a Yacht alum. And I think that Yacht just provides such great education, and especially in this day and age of music and arts are being cut back, we're so lucky to have Young Actors Theater here in Tallahassee.
Well, in our families,
congratulations, everybody.
Thanks, Sally. And I know our families are connected as well, as you said, through education.
Right.
You and my dad worked at Florida State in developing curriculum for teachers and for employee training. And I think that type of thing goes hand in hand with theater. As you said, we all learn skills that are applicable to so many fields, whether it's sales or theater or teaching. And I know our families are very connected through that. Education and theater, I really do think, go hand in hand. So thanks for calling in. How's Jessica doing?
She's great, and I will be there tomorrow night to hear your show.
All right, good. I look forward to seeing
you
then.
Tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, and let's give a plug here for the show, which is coming up, and people can still obtain tickets and all, right, Val?
Absolutely. The show is tomorrow night.
Yeah, Friday
and
night.
And Friday night, the festivities kick off at 7 p.m. We're going to be having a fun pre-show reception with food and beverages and a chance to mingle with David and enjoy his company, and then the show will begin at 8. This is a whole event for us. It's kicking off our 40th anniversary year, where we are celebrating. Our hashtag is #YatThenAndNow. And we are celebrating that all year. And this event is the perfect kickoff for that. And all the proceeds from this event are going to go to our capital campaign after having a theater. The actual Proscenium Theater is about to celebrate its 30th anniversary.
Wow.
There are definitely some updates and upgrades that need to happen. And David is so graciously donating his time and energies to kick this off.
Yeah.
So our website, youngactorstheater.com, is where people can go to purchase tickets for this wonderful event.
Yeah, it should be a fun night because, as I mentioned, a lot of the story takes place in a town a lot like Tallahassee, and it takes place over the first college football weekend. So we've got songs like the tailgate song and, dare I say, the keg, which are all related, as to we all know, to what it takes to get a town excited about a football game. So, you know, we've got the college colors out at the pregame, and it's going to be a nice way to talk about, I think, what Tallahassee has done for people and reflect on that before we go do the show. It should be a fun night tomorrow night.
Yeah, and a great opportunity to meet the creative drive behind the actual production itself, which is a very big deal on Broadway.
Thanks. Yes, I hope that people are as excited to meet me as I am to meet them, so it'll be fun.
That sounds great. We are talking to some of the staff and a very auspicious alum of Young Actors Theater here on Perspectives. 414-1234. Your comments and questions, and perhaps share an experience either as an audience member or if you underwent the Young Actors program or have a young person in your household who did so, why not give us a ring? And we'll be right back with more right here on Perspectives. Thespianics. Is that even a word? I don't know.
It is now.
We have just coined it ourselves here. Young Actors Theater, if you remember, there was this little house that once had little plays with lots of little people, and it grew and grew, and that some 40 years later has become an institution that now gets national shout-outs from people like Tony Hale. Who'd have thunk it?
It's incredible.
I mean, really? Come on. I remember, boy, going back here, I think this was about Robert, it must have been around 1982 or so. It was the first incarnation of Grease on the Young Actors stage.
Yeah.
I was so blown away. I had never seen a more enthusiastic rendering of that particular piece. And that was just a few years after it had actually come out, you know, not only on Broadway, but then the movie version. And the kids just, they smoked it, man. We were just incredible. And I was so overcome with awe and admiration for what Tina had done with these young people. And, you know, some of those guys, I think, have gone on to great things.
They have. Grease is one of the shows we've produced the most. And even the last time we did it, we had a whole Grease reunion where all the cast members from the years reunited. And
including Tony, correct?
Yes, including Tony. So that was very cool. We have a very rich history. And over 40 years, as Robert said earlier, the roots are very deep. We now have the pleasure of having alumni children who are involved in the program. And, you know, Tina, as we've talked about, is quite the visionary. She always has been. She always will be. And part of her vision, she has always kind of made decisions based on not necessarily what we want or what we want to become, but what is right for the kids and what is true to our program and our goals in that way. And that has always led every decision we've made. And I think that that's pretty unique.
Over the years then, over those 40 years, how many productions? Have you added them up?
I think we always figure out how many times we paint the stage. Because there's layers and layers. It's become rubberized. And we figure every year how many times that stage has been painted because of theirs.
Thousands of years from now, someone will be excavating along what was Tallahassee's Glenview Drive, and they will find this piece of lumber with something like 400 different layers.
Yeah, you can just go through the layers. Oh, that was fiddly.
Taylor. That was, you know, Sound of Music, whatever.
Yeah.
But it has to be many, many hundreds of productions.
Hundreds. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. And we do so many actual performances, right, per show that we're doing. You know, when you're in high school, I remember when I was in high school, when David was in high school at Lincoln, you did maybe, if you did a musical a year, which we did more, but you might have 20 actual performances over four years. These kids get, I mean, some of them will get 13 performances per show. Mm-hmm. So
and do four shows in a season and be in the company for 8 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that a lot of kids have said when they go into theater in college. They talk to their friends who were in theater. Their friends can't believe how many actual shows they've done because when they were in school, well, notice, you know what? We had a fall play and a spring musical. But at Young Actors, you have so many actual performances that you can do. So.
Yeah. That's like bringing in a battalion of Marines to deal with the scouts, you know.
And maybe that is unique to Tallahassee with how much work gets done here because of all the high schools and Young Actors working together and everyone, I think, fueling each other. You know, you really do get to do a lot here if you're in the creative arts as a high school student or even younger.
And giving the kids many opportunities. And I think piggybacking on what Val said about Tina's, you know, vision, as we grow, I do not feel like we outgrow our vision, which can often happen. We're getting bigger and bigger. Let's go bigger. We're mindful. So I think what Tina has done is said, okay, we're growing this big. Now we can give our kids some more opportunities, such as Joni, right? You know, we know what we can do. Yes, we have a fall show this year, but we can put this at the beginning. It'll give our kids another opportunity. So we don't go out of our vision.
And I think it really shows when you see what Young Actors has produced out in the field. As you said, Tony being the best example. I mean, what a generous – excuse me. He's such a generous and kind human being. The mere fact that he mentions Young Actors with such passion up on that stage to the entire nation and says Tina and Allison Grimes' name, I mean, it just shows you the type of manners, the type of kindness, and I think depth of – humanity that come out of Young Actors. It's really quite impressive. And I think the family that we create outside of here speaks as well to what Robert said, you know, this commitment to the students, as Valerie also said. And Worth, Tina's daughter, introduced me to my wife. And I mean, the connections are just – they go way beyond just theater. It really is something which is ingrained in all of us, I think. So.
Well, let's look to the future. And that was a great point too, Robert, of not outgrowing the vision. Because it would be so easy, given the success of Young Actors Theater, to, okay, let's go and we're going to take over a 1,200-seat property and have, you know, maybe a lot more that you could offer. But by the same token, I mean, the expense of running such an enterprise would, I'm sure, be prohibitive. Who could afford to send their kid there?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
And that's what we have. We have a family. We have clientele. We have students. You know, we're not just doing shows. We're also educating. So we really have two tracks. We have, you know, what the kids train for, which is doing theater, and that's our product. But to a lot of places, that's their only product. Our product on the other side is education.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, the child who comes from the program, whether they go into theater or they decide to open their own business or become a marketing director, that's our other goal.
And whether they stay for 1 year or 10 years, there is something that they will gain from this experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, whether they stay in Tallahassee or go in the Big Bend area or out into, you know, other parts of the country, I think everyone really takes away something great from Young Actors education-wise and, you know, the real skills they can use. So.
Yeah, just less than a quarter hour to go in our perspectives today, and we are talking about Young Actors Theater, by the way, celebrating its 40th anniversary. If you have a Young Actors Theater experience, something that you remember, maybe it was a particular performance that really tripped your trigger and thought, boy, that was so cool. I can't believe that these young people were able to pull that off. Or you've had a young person in your family associated with the company over the years. Give us a ring at 414-123-4800-926-8809. But how tough is it to put on a musical? Because you know, having at various points in my wretched existence been a musician, I'm thinking that has to be, Robert, one of the toughest things that you do. It's integrating all of that. It's just not a bunch of lines. It's not just where you are for a particular scene. You've got to integrate it all into
that's
music.
Actual putting it on the stage is the smallest part. It's all of the stuff that you do beforehand. It's all those pieces coming together. I kind of think of it like you have to have a good ringmaster. It's like a circus. Mm. And, you know, when you go to the circus, it's perfect. If it's a well-done performance and it all works and you're dealing with animals, I'm not going to say anything else about that. You're dealing with animals, right? So you have to get everybody together. It's organization, foreseeability, and being cognizant of the fact that you have so many pieces involved. And then you have the people. So if you're an organized person and you can get on it, and then you got to worry about getting the people to see the show.
Yeah. Well, and then we're going to talk – one of the things we're going to talk about tomorrow night at the Joni reading is we're going to talk about how a show gets to this place. As Robert said, excuse me, all you see when you come to the theater is the final product, you know. But every step along the way, along with the rehearsal process, but even before the rehearsal process, the creative process, the production process, and this is something that we're going to explore with the audience and I've been talking about with the kids a lot, is how does a show get to the place where it can be a Grease, where it can be a Sound of Music, and even be something that is a lesser known show? What does it take to get there? And it's much like creating your own business in many ways. You know, you really have to, you know, pull your weight and pull some other people's weight. And so it's going to be an interesting thing tomorrow night to discuss some of those aspects, such as a 29-hour reading, out-of-town tryouts, you know, getting producers involved, company managers, people who help organize to bring all the actors in. You know, there's a lot of steps along the way that I think sometimes slip under the radar again. So it'll be interesting to talk about
Definitely.
It tomorrow night.
And those steps along the way are another takeaway for our students. Mm-hmm. They really learn commitment.
Yeah.
You know, your commitment to each other, your commitment to the process. And sometimes it doesn't always work out the way you want it to, but it teaches them to stay focused on something. And now I sound like I'm 100, but in this day and age, and you know what, working with kids and working with kids for a long time, you see that they don't always have the opportunity to be so focused on something and committed to something.
And I think that's something we do very well, is because we're educators at Young Actors Theater. When we do a show, yes, you might be the actor, but that actor is also going to witness how parents, staff come in, build a set. They will learn how to do a technique. Let's put a paintbrush in your hand and let's teach you this technique. Okay, so that's maybe not your forte. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's look at putting a button on it. You know, they need to see all those things and get the opportunity. We have kids who are working with our lighting designer, Todd Teagarden, and learning how lights work and how to design lights for a show. And that is what it's all about. So they can appreciate, maybe they're not going into acting. Wow, this lighting is pretty cool. And from what I know, lighting and special effects, if you go see a Broadway show,
big part.
It's a huge part.
It's a huge part. But what always surprised me, David, is that you go into some of these, you know, absolute iconic theaters on Broadway, and they're small and they're cramped and they're kind of dirty and grungy. And you would think, you know, this is supposed to be a palatial establishment where some of the greatest productions in humankind have been there. You think, this is a grody little hole in the wall.
Yeah, yeah. They're palatial in commitment, not in size or in cleanliness, as you said, as New York City is. You know, that's what Manhattan is. You know, it's a tiny little island that everybody's packed into, but you want to be in the center of the energy. And that's, I think, really what Young Actors sort of emulates here in Tallahassee. You know, it's a vibrant, small building. You know, it's a little pink building on Glenview Drive, and there's so much happening. You know, it's a hive that's buzzing, much like Broadway is. And, you know, it is, as Val said, about people's passion, you know. Yes. And that translates, you know, in anything you're doing, if it's in Tallahassee or in New York City. So,
and what you're bringing to them is really a masterclass. Again, this is something that you are not going to get to be able, in a normal circumstance, to have the face of that watch lifted and you see all the inner workings that are going on there.
It's like dissecting it, taking
As
it down to its root.
Our musical director, Allison Grimes, said the other day, in 40 years, we have never had this experience or this opportunity. So this is incredibly special for young actors and for the Tallahassee community.
And yeah. Allison would know.
Allison yeah. would know. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of passion, you know, you see that in Allison. You see that in Tina. You know, when you're working on music with Allison, she's 100%. It's not even about her commitment. It's about the joy that she feels about music. And I think that translates when you're then writing a show. For me, certainly, you know, I try to bring that same energy to my work. And, I think it's something which is easily transferable, energy, you know. And it's different than in the digital age. It's a little harder to feel some of those energies when you're staring at something on a screen. And I think it's part of what makes theater such a so popular in the youth of America. You know, it's such a big part of every high school, mm-hmm. wherever you go in America.
Absolutely.
And I think it does have to do with that personal connection, the type of energy that you can feel, as you said, in a small space, in a small, grody, grungy theater. It's different than being in your clean home, staring at a clean screen where it's just you. And there's something intangible about that, which is really exciting.
Yes.
Well, that's even more valuable in this day of screen focus, because you have to bust the kids away.
Yes.
I mean, you can't memorize your lines when you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's something that's been in the news lately in New York, is the audacity of audience members going up on a stage and charging their phone mm-hmm. on stage and people talking. It's been all the buzz, right? And yes, we're all like, oh, I can't imagine that. But at the same time, it's given theater a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's kind of like,
Well, they have to go hand in hand, certainly.
You too.
And Broadway's really, I think, improved its stature because of social media and because of YouTube and Twitter and whatnot. And it's certainly an important part of getting a new show up on its feet. But I think actually with theater, you really don't have to work that hard to get kids engaged. You know, it's similar to sports. When you're out there and you're actually feeling the energy of what you're doing, your body takes over as opposed to your mind and your eyes. And I think the personal connection is something that you really don't have to work that hard to get kids really excited about.
Yeah, right.
Adults either, let's be honest. You know, when you're up on a stage or even when you're in a theater close to performers, you get excited in a way that you don't get excited when you're sitting at home staring at your screen. It's not that hard to get people engaged when they are with exciting people.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's true. One of the most wonderful things we do is school matinee performances of our main stage shows. And and school children come. And there are several of them who have been before, but so many kids, it is their first experience with live theater. And that is such a privilege that we have to be able to offer to the community.
Yeah.
And they come in and they're like, oh, where's the movie screen?
Right. Are we gonna have
popcorn? And they're like, oh, no. You get to be with real people. And then they get to experience this amazing energy that David's talking about. And they leave different. And they leave changed. And they leave with this, wow, that was so much better than a movie.
Yeah.
And that is priceless.
You can hear it in this, if you've ever been to a theater with, you know, let's say middle school age kids, you know, you get the ooh,
on
you
the
know,
kissing.
I mean, a kiss. Is there anything more electric than that?
Yeah.
And you can feel the audience get nervous. They have nothing to do with it. They're watching it. But when two people are there in the flesh, it becomes real and you get the type of energy that you just can't get.
And then we have talkback sessions and do you guys really like each other? You know, they ask it, and then they see the actor in the costume, but they see who the actor really is, you know, and they get to enter. It's kind of have a nice dialogue.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, try that at AMC.
Right. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it is nice, I think, for young actors to have the privilege of being able to introduce kids to their first theater show.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all remember our first time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot, you know, and I think it's a popular one. You know, what was your first Broadway show? What was the first show you saw? And it really, I think, has a lasting effect on you.
Folks, this is wonderful. Let's go over one more. Number one, what other productions are upcoming in this season of Young Actors?
We have A Christmas Carol, the musical. That is November 13th through the 22nd. Then we're doing a second stage production of Madeline, and that is running February 26th through the 28th. 2016. Then we're doing Into the Woods,
ooh,
April 1st through the 10th.
Is this the first time Young Actors has done Into the Woods?
First time.
It's going to be a real
dream
exciting
show here.
It's such a good show.
And then we finish the year off next summer, June 24th through July 3rd, the musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Which is the show that Valerie, Robert, and I did at Lincoln High School my senior year. which is so it'll be fun to see what
the memories.
It's a good season.
It's a great season. Yeah.
Robert Stewart, Valerie Smith, and David Reeser, thank you guys for coming in and keep bringing us up to date on what's going on at Young Actors Theater. David, welcome home.
Thanks for having us, Tom. We really appreciate it.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, Young Actors Theater, for Joni.
See you, show.
See you then. Thanks, Tom.
Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Sawyer Vanderwerth and Lydell Rawls handling phone calls and our production today. I'm Tom Flanagan. Next week, the Capital Region takes aim at breast cancer during October. We'll find out what's going on right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.